They're both fall guys. That's the main thing. They're both.
Yeah, and they're both under the same umbrella. You know what I mean? They're not the ones pushing the strings. Right. They're just the puppeteers. You know, it's like Geppetto and fucking Pinocchio. Yeah. You know.
But check this out. How brilliant was them to pull, you know, they played Americans like a fiddle.
Like a fiddle.
Everybody knew how incompetent Bush was, and everybody was mad about the wars, this and that. Well, they bring in this slick-talking, you know, black guy that listens to Jay-Z and everything. He's cool. You know, he talks about he's going to end the Patriot Act. He's going to end the wars. He's going to do this and that. And
it's all false promises. Empty promises and false promises.
Yeah.
Because he hasn't done a thing yet.
No, all he's done is.
But what are your what are your options though? I mean, what are your options? Who else are you gonna go with? You know, I mean, he's gonna be probably so unpopular by the time it is election. You could have somebody else. You could have somebody else probably try to come and steal the Democratic, you know, the Democratic nominee at this point. It is plausible. Not that it's gonna happen, but if he, I forget which one he has to win, but if you can get a Democratic representative come in and has higher points and wins more states, then he can challenge for that, I believe. I was looking into it. Or he or she would have to come in and, you're breaking up. What'd you say, buddy?
Well, No, see, the whole thing is actually the only person that is popular enough to be able to take enough point, you know, to be able to do that would be Hillary Clinton. And since she is on board with everything, it ain't going to happen. So be set. I'm calling it right now. Like I predicted, like I said earlier in the show, you're going to see Obama versus Ron Paul in 2012. And we may not even see the elections. But that's what's going to be. I'm telling you, Ron.
Now, why are they trying to? Not that I believe a thing I see in the news, because I don't. You open my eyes to that. Why are they trying to push Herman Cain so much then? So they could backdoor Ron Paul without nobody noticing.
Because he hears several other Ron Paul right now.
Well, if you listen to all these other news stations to hear them tell it, they make it sound like Herman Cain's in the lead. On the Republican side for the representative.
Right. Well, what they've done though is they
which is a hidden agenda. So that's not really the truth. They just want that. They want the people to think that, because you know this whole friggin' country is just brainwashed. You know, they believe everything they read and see is truth, when it's the total fucking opposite. You know, it's reminiscent of pre-World War II in Germany with what they were doing with TV and news back then. What they were doing with radio and the tapers back then, with the propaganda in Germany before pre-World War II. It's what it reminds me of. It's reminiscent of that, where everybody takes everything they read and what they hear on the news, on the radio as truth. You know, it's a semi-form of brainwash.
Exactly.
You know, and I'm a single father of two kids, 10 and 8, and, you know, it's scaring me to be where this country's going to be at. You know, the realists and the optimists, they're not disagreeing that we're going to run out of oil. It's, the only thing they're disagreeing on is when we are, or how many years. And in the years that they're disagreeing is the difference between 15 and 20 years. One's saying or 30 years and 15 years. So you only have a 15-year window that they're disagreeing on. And what's going to happen then? We don't have any alternative resources for, you know, cheaper forms of fuel that are going to be able to, you know, keep America going or keep this world going to the way that we're accustomed to.
You want to know the reality of that, though? Jibs, hold that thought for a second, though, because here's the deal. Right now, if they wanted to, we could switch to Tesla free energy. They have cars that run off water. They have cars that can get 250 miles to the gallons. So I mean, what they're hoarding resources, and so if they wanted to do good, there's no doubt in my mind that they couldn't go and switch over to all these things. Because what you're seeing, even with the HARP technology, that's Tesla technology, that's taking energy out of the earth, you know, that's and using it. And that's what, you know, Tesla made a small earthquake back in 80 years ago, or 90 years ago. It's all this stuff, nothing is new, you know.
Yeah, no, I know, but I mean, it's the point to where it's starting to get out by the masses, and people are starting to realize that, you know, things aren't more conspiracy theories with people that in their basements just come up with their own theories, that these things are actually true, and they're actually right. Already made. It's not an idea. It's not a thought. You know, these things are real. And from what I heard the other day, China's about 90% of the way there with their own little machine. They already own our friggin' debt, you know, and everything else. Mm-hmm. It gets to the point to where if they got into cahoots with another superpower, you might see in our lifetime.
Well, here's what's going to happen with the U.S. and China. The whole thing with U.S. and with U.S. and China now, I think,
because you're more up on that than I am. So give it to me.
Yeah, I think the main thing here is what they're doing there is I don't know if China is 100% down with the New World Order. I think that they like
China
things,
wants
how
to knock
going,
us off the block though. They want to become the new. They want to become the new world superpower, and that's more than you know anybody could say. Yeah, it's plain as day. They wanted knock us off.
No, you're 100% right. Now, supposedly what was asked by them, but you know, by the people that run the U.S. was, hey, how about a duel? We both are the superpower type thing. You know, to lead us into the New World Order. But China doesn't want to be told what to do by anyone. So
not
I mean,
at all.
It's you know, they don't want to be told how many people they have to kill. They want to do that themselves. And it's not like they're a nice country, but they're going to kill people. But they don't.
Yeah, China's like the younger athletic brother who grew up into a man, and now he doesn't want to be told by his little brother, his older brother, what to do anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, did I hit it on the head or no?
You knocked it out of the park.
Okay. And with that being said, it's only a matter of time before little brother, who is in better shape, who has a better head on his shoulders, to finally want to knuckle his own brother up, take him outside, and give him a beating.
Well, okay? Hey, you know what? Added to that, you know what happened is the big brother America went off and caught a drug problem, and
America
and also
is a full blown junkie right now. Okay.
Yeah.
And with his hand out and robbing his mother for his jewelry, okay?
Right.
And we just got downgraded on another fucking scale, okay? From a triple A rating down to an AA+, and now we're on another one with the same thing that just didn't get made to the masses yet. Okay, that's two out of three scales.
Hold on, I want to add to that though, and we have an abusive wife, called Israel. We have an abusive wife called Israel, an abusive dad at the Vatican, you know,
who's tired of getting slapped around too.
Yeah, well, actually, Israel's been slapped. They've been dragging us around by the balls, you know, and now the thing is, America is Stockholm syndrome, and is like, you know, is still like, you know, doing whatever they can for Israel, even though, you know, they were part of 9/11. They were, you know, they attacked us with the USS Liberty. There's so much info out there, and it's hard to put it all together in the big picture. But we know it's here. We know 2012 by the end of it is their timeline. That's, you know, we have another year to waken up a lot of people.
Yeah, and those that don't know, the false flag of 9/11 isn't the first time the U.S. government was attempted to do something like this. Okay, they brought something to this in Kennedy on his lap, on his watch, when we were wanting to go to war with Cuba. What they wanted to do was they wanted to shoot down some U.S. fighter planes and paint some of ours with Cuba's, have some people have eyes on it to where it looked like Cuba shot us down, and it would give us a sentence.
Is where you think you're free when you're being fundamentally manipulated and dictated. One form of dictatorship is being in a prison cell and you can see the bars and touch it. The other one is sitting in a prison cell but you can't see the bar, you think you're free.
What the human race is suffering from is mass hypnosis. We are being hypnotized by people like this. Newsreaders, politicians, teachers, lecturers.
We are in a country and in a world that is being run by unbelievably sick people. The chasm between what we're told is going on and what is really going on is absolutely enormous.
It's like we all know what's going down, but no one's saying shit. What happened to the home of the brave? These motherfuckers, they controlling us now, and no one's talking about how they made us fight to be slaves. And everybody's just walking around, head in the clouds, and won't awaken to a dead in the grave. But then it's too late, we need to be ready to raise up. Welcome to the end of day.
Everybody is slaves, only some are aware that the government releasing poison in the air. That's the reason I collect so many guns in my lair. I ain't never caught slipping, never underprepared. Yeah, they shade sign on me, they just spray it proudly. George Bush, the grandson of Aleister Crowley. They want you to believe the lie that the enemy Saudi. The enemy ain't Saudi, the enemy around me. It's fluoride in the water, but nobody know that. It's also a prominent ingredient in Prozac.
For real?
How could any government bestow that upon people who believe in political throwback? That's not all that I'm here to present you. I know about the Black Pope in Solomon's temple.
Yeah.
About the Vatican assassins and how they will get you. And how they clone Barack Hussein Obama in a test tube.
It's like we all know what's going down, but no one's saying shit. What happened to the home of the brave? Motherfuckers, they controlling us now, and no one's talking about how they made us fight to be slaves. And everybody's just walking around, out in the clouds, and won't awaken to a dead in the grave. But then it's too late, we need to be ready to raise up. Welcome to the end.
Whoever built the pyramids had knowledge of electrical power, and you know that that's the information that they suppress and devour. Who you think the motherfuckers that crashed in the tower? Who you think that made it turn into ash in an hour? The same ones that invaded Jerome. The ones that never told you about the skeletons on the moon. Yeah, the ones that poison all the food you consume. The ones that never told you about the Mount Vesuvius tombs. The bird flu is a lie. The swan flu is a lie. Why would that even come as a surprise? Yeah, the polio vaccine made you die. It caused cancer and it cost a lot of people their lives. Do y'all know about Bohemian Grove? How the world leaders sacrifice the children in robes? Lucifer is God in the public school system. I suggest you open up your ears and you listen.
It's like we all know what's going down, but no one's saying shit. What happened to the home of the brave? These motherfuckers, they controlling us now, and no one's talking about how they made us fight to be slaves. And everybody's just walking around, head in the clouds, and won't awaken to a dead in the grave. But then it's too late, we need to be ready to raise up. Welcome to the end of day.
The greatest hypnotist on planet Earth is a oblong box in the corner of the room. It is constantly telling us what to believe is real.
If you can persuade them that what they see with their eyes is what there is to see, you've got them. Because they'll laugh in the face of an explanation that portrays the bigger picture of what's happening. And they have.
Truth Radio, bring you facts.
I hope you got an extra mic and a fireproof booth, cause you know I'm known to melt a wire too. You need a fire engineer when I lay this blade. I melt down tracks that thrills and sleeves. Hit the studio, jars to throw, bars to blow. BC go with that arsenic flow. That don't hold me back, I roll with crack. Y'all cats told Matt to rap. Y'all don't realize y'all released the beast untamed. Speech all flame, streets all blame. It should be an honor for y'all to speak my name. I could go before your auntie could repeat my game. Gotta laugh, don't act like you spit it the same. Why you must can't get in the game? I come from high school and go straight to the league. Who you know who can spit it with speed? Yeah. Every time I step in the booth, I speak the truth. Y'all know what I'm bringing to you. I bring the truth. You know who I be. I be the truth. What I speak, they'll set you free. The truth. Every time I step in the booth, I speak the truth. Y'all know what I'm bringing to you. I bring the truth. Know who I be. I be the truth. What I speak, they'll set you free. Ain't nothing changed with me. I'm still stuck in the kitchen. So what I'm signed? That's fine. Still stuck in position. You know me.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Brian Stavely. Last night, I think we left off, we were talking about the vaccines a lot. We were talking about the anti-parent bill in California. Justin, are you still here? No? Okay, I was going to get his input on that real quick. We talked about the anti-parent bill in California for a little bit, where now any kid 12 and older can get a vaccine without any parental consent. They can get vaccinated at school for any sexual transmitted disease. And, you know, the kicker about this one is, you know, how would, you know, these people sign off on this? How would any of the legislators actually put this into law? Well, it's simple. They took a payoff. You know, I'm not going to go through the whole thing again because I did it for a while last night. We went through the whole list. A whole bunch of them, a whole bunch of legislators in California took cash from the Merck drug company. They actually took a cash payout. Different people took $2,000, $3,000, $2,500, $1,000 here, $2,000 there. There was a list of about 20 different people from California that all took cash, much like Rick Perry did back in 2007 when he basically, you know, sentenced little girls to death, executive order style. He issued an executive order ordering, you know, any Texas schoolgirl going into the sixth grade, if they hadn't already been vaccinated, to get vaccinated for the HPV, known as the Gardasil shot. And he was paid $6,000 by Merck back then. I mean, is you want to talk about a conflict of interest or illegal? I mean, what the hell is going on here? The people that make the vaccines can just pay the politicians? I mean, that's what's wrong with this country, guys. The lobbyists, this type of stuff has just got to stop. Basically, they sold your kids down the river for what? It's unbelievable. They sold your kids down the river for a couple $1,000s, your kid's health. You know, we covered that at great length last night. I'm going to move on to something else tonight, guys. So if you missed that show last night, it's something you definitely want to catch. I have the archive up on therealnewsonline.com. If you guys check it out, go to therealnewsonline.com. You'll see the TV and radio archive there. And, you know, you just go there and you'll see all the shows in order. And you can catch last night's show. If you want to find out about the vaccines, I would definitely check the last two shows. Did a couple specials on them. This other thing I saw on the news today, right, guys, is about these militiamen in Georgia. Okay? They say FBI again. Here we go again. FBI foils a terror plot, right? Usually it's something that they set up totally. They usually have the plot, the detonator, the victim, you know, the whole thing. You know, they have these four guys that they arrested all in their 60s and 70s. And they say they were trying to assassinate a bunch of feds. They were trying to say that these guys were trying to blow up an FBI and an ATF building in Atlanta. They were going to release a biotoxin on the highway. And they also said that these guys planned on killing a federal judge, IRS employees, and members of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, okay? You know, at first glance when I looked at the story, right? You know, obviously I'm skeptical anytime I read anything like this, okay? But nothing really jumped out like a red. Flag quite right away. I mean, a little bit, of course, militiamen, you know, they might want to demonize them. But then you read deeper into it and you get this statement. You know, this statement supposedly came from one of the four men arrested. When it comes to saving the Constitution, some people. And you see them asking if they want to get rid of the Constitution. This is just another smear campaign against the Constitution. And we can't get rid of the Constitution. We need the Constitution. All right? I mean, that's the only thing that's protected us. I saw the cover of, like, I think it was Time magazine a while back. Okay? And it showed, you know, the picture of the Constitution. And I don't remember if it was like on fire, if it was ripped. There was something going on with it, and it said, "You know, is it
getting too old or is it outdated, something like that. This is what they're trying to plant in people's heads. And I hear some idiots talking like this. Oh, yeah, the Constitution needs to go. The Constitution's old. No, the Constitution doesn't need to go, okay? The Constitution is you know, what this country was based off of. It's what we need to protect us from government getting out of control. It's the one thing that we have, guys. We need to make sure the laws are obeyed of the Constitution. And I feel like this militiamen thing is basically, you know, just another way to demonize that. Do you really think that this guy turned to the FBI guy and said, when it comes to saving the Constitution, some people are going to have to die? I mean, that just sounds planted. I'm sorry. It does. It sounds planted. And supposedly, they've been investigating these guys for several months, and supposedly he was talking to an FBI informant. And, you know, as usual, it's just, you know, it doesn't pass the sniff test for me either. It usually doesn't, and, you know, I'm usually right, and I would think most people wouldn't think this does either. For those of you that don't know, you know, haven't heard, you know, Homeland Security, okay? You know, this is kind of on the this maybe went a little bit more unnoticed about on this end. Homeland Security was targeting militiamen, okay? They targeted them in the last, you know, paperwork they let out, the MIAC report and the right-wing extremism that followed it. Militiamen were all over there. They put all types of, you know, logos that militia people might use and stuff. And, you know, they're labeling them as domestic extremists. So this is all part of that. Absolutely. This is absolutely all part of that PSYOP. I mean, there's no doubt about it. And, you know, this is what they continue to do, guys. If you took away all the fake terrorism, all the fake stuff that the FBI does, and the, you know, whatever other alphabet agencies throw together for us, you really wouldn't see too much of it in this country at all. I mean, what would you? Everything you see is bogus, man. This got bogus written all over it. Okay, it does. I'm not saying there's no bad people in this world and people don't want to blow things up, but I'm just not buying this one, guys. I'm not. They interviewed his neighbor real quick. His neighbor's not buying it either. Not that, you know, you can get too much from looking at a couple minute interview of a neighbor, but his neighbor was just like, you know, we'll see, you know, hope when they get their day in court or whatever. And it's just, he just looked very skeptical. And I think it's all bogus. I do. I really do. Said he was going to use the biotoxin ricin. Truthwood, do you know what ricin is? Nope. Maybe he's not with us right now. Yeah, guys, I don't know exactly what ricin is. It's some sort of biotoxin. I guess they were going to release that on the interstate. They were going to drive up the highway and drop it out of a truck or some crap. I don't know. And there's another group in southern Michigan, similar thing, militia, starts a trial in like 9 days, and one of them just pled guilty right now. So the noose just gets a little tighter around everybody. That's all this signifies. You know what I mean? That's all it is. More about the police state, guys. I got a couple things. They're coming out with these new... this is unbelievable, guys. Did you guys hear about these things called IntelliLights or IntelliStreets? They're actually street lights that they're putting in. They're putting it starting off in a town in Michigan, Farmington Hills, Michigan, okay? IntelliStreets, they're called. The street lights are going to be watching you guys. Street lights are going to record conversation, record video, monitor foot traffic, head counts, analyze data, all sorts of crap. Supposedly save energy by adjusting light better because of the specific environments and the shadows and stuff that they're in. I mean, come on, guys. I mean, like, we believe that part of it. It's, you know, this is just the police grid getting, you know, more into place. You know, we knew we were going to see this. We talked about it. We've been talking about it for a long time. As long as I've been on the scene, we've been talking about it, and I'm sure other people have been talking about it for, you know, going on at least 10 years now, about the police state and the police grid, you know, getting put in place. I think this really, you know, kind of signifies that, you know, that it's pretty deep, it's pretty bad when you get streetlights spying on you. Wouldn't you guys say that's pretty, you know, you're pretty much living in a street, you know, you're living in a police state when the streetlights are recording your conversations, right? I mean, come on. I guess they cost $3,000 a piece. and they're going to start putting them up in other cities. They're going to hit up Detroit. They're going to hit up New York, Miami, and there were a couple other ones. I don't remember exactly which ones they were, but yeah, I mean, it's just the invasion of privacy now is just, it's almost gotten to the point where people aren't even going to know what privacy is, right? These kids and stuff growing up, younger kids now, they're not going to know what privacy is. They've never had it. They're used to everybody looking right into their lives, knowing everything about them, seeing every picture, where they've been, who they're with. I kind of want my privacy back. Do you guys ever think about, like, getting off the grid, like, just for, like, a week, just to see what it's like? With no nothing. No phone, no computer, no TV, no radio, no anything. Just, like, chilling. I don't know if I could do it. I need my computer, man. I do. I need to be looking up stuff all the time. You see Japan, all right? Japan's going to be building a backup capital city, a backup for Tokyo. Well, they want to build one, you know, in case of another disaster. Yeah, that makes me feel real good if I live in Tokyo still. They're building a backup city just in case something else happens. We're going to build a whole city just in case. It's going to have all types of stuff, guys. Well, I'm talking office complexes, resort parks, casinos. And they're going to have a huge tower right in the middle of it, all right? It's going to be at the center. It's going to be almost 2,200 feet. And it's going to have 50,000 residents in there, packed like rats. 50,000 residents in this one tower. Can you imagine that? Imagine those elevator rides. Oh, God, that'd be awful, right? Yeah, so they want to have it so it's, you know, fully functional. So if Tokyo ever goes down, they have a fully functional government in this backup city. They're going to build it right where Osaka International Airport is right now. I guess that airport's only used for backup flights and stuff like that right now. Let's see, what else did I want to touch on real quick? Yesterday when I was on, I think besides the vaccines, I think we might have talked about, I'm pretty sure we talked about the protest a little bit, and we talked about Anonymous, I think. For those that didn't hear yesterday, and I'm going to touch on it again because I kind of want to go off on this direction a little bit. You know, a couple months ago, I kind of supported Anonymous. Like, I thought, oh, that's pretty cool what these guys are trying to do, you know? It's pretty cool. They're out here trying to, you know, all these people that are, you know, abusing human rights or oppressing their people or whatever it is, you know? They're out there hacking them, shutting them down, trying to make a message. But, you know, I was kind of naive, and I didn't even listen to my own advice, if you will, when a while back, all right, I said that, you know, I'm not the only one. A lot of people said this. Everybody knows this. Everybody that studied it. You know, I was telling people about how, you know, they're going to try and push tougher internet regulations on us. And they're going to, I told everybody they're going to hack up, you know, they're going to strum up a bunch of hacking over the next year or two. And they're going to have it like, you know, we need to protect your net, your infrastructure. That's exactly what they've done, and they've done it with Anonymous. And, you know, the way they did it was so clever, I was almost fooled by it. I was fooled by it for a couple months. These guys are just, they're all about propaganda. I mean, they're controlled. They're working with the government, guys. They're not working against it. They're hacking all these things on purpose. Hacking it, you know, they're probably not even hacking. I mean, they're just, nothing's even happening. They're hacking these things because the government wants them to, so they can clamp down on the internet. And, you know, they have a whole other internet already set up, guys. They have the internet, too, ready to go. People like Microsoft, Sun Microsystems, and these other companies have been working on it since about 9/11. There we go again. And that's where it's going to suck for all of us. I mean, it really is. that's where that what they're trying to do, basically, guys, is two things. You know, like I told you, there's always a lot of different agendas every time they do something. Okay, with this, what they're trying to do, all right, is A, they're trying to track everything you say, all right, and everything you do. And the way they do that is you need a government ID to log in. And, you know, basically, if you're logging in with a government ID every time you go on, right, well, then everything you say can come back to you. So there's your freedom of speech problem, all right? The other thing they plan on doing, I guess they might tax you on different usage or whatever. They could suspend you. I mean, this isn't going to be a good thing at all. And the main agenda, I feel, even more than tracking you guys, is they want total control over everything. They want to control the free flow of information because that's their biggest enemy right now. We're finding out too much stuff on the internet. They know it. They hate it. They can't stop it right now. As much as they can go and knock sites down and stuff, without controlling the whole infrastructure, it's hard for them. Well, when they build this whole other infrastructure, which is already built, okay, once they put it into place and everything's on there, well, then it becomes easy to do what they want to do. You understand how that works, right? Without even knowing how to build the network or anything, you can understand what I'm saying. If they lay out the new groundwork for the new infrastructure, and then all the internet gets moved over there, all the traffic's over there now, it's easier for them to moderate and to do whatever they want, right? It is. That's basically what's going to happen. That's what Anonymous is there for, guys. It's so crazy the mind games they play, from Anonymous to Alex Jones to all these characters that they have that they cleverly put in these different positions, and we buy into it, and you know, you get proven wrong every time. I mean, I feel like a sucker again. These guys were put there to strum up all the hacking, just like I was talking about. That's what they're there for, guys. They're there to do what they're doing, to make headlines doing it, and to make it appear that all our stuff is a security threat. That, you know, it'll be the Department of Defense computers and, you know, everything like that. And, you know, that's when they're going to be like, listen, we can't have it no more. It's a security risk. You know, national security. Here we go. National security, right? They love to throw that BS out there. And that's what it'll be like. And they're trying to move the whole internet over to another internet, guys. And if you don't go over there, okay, I mean, there's going to be all types of fines and fees, probably jail time, who knows. It'll be like a graveyard on the old internet. I'm sure there's going to be plenty of hackers that are going to find ways to work around it, but is it really going to be worth it? I mean, what's going to happen if you get caught doing it? We just got to stop letting it from happening, okay? I think that's why maybe the next thing I need to concentrate on is maybe exposing Anonymous. Maybe that's something I need to put some time into because I think that might be a worthwhile cause. I got to know. Maybe they're not. Maybe I'm way off on this. But, you know, so far every time when I smell a rat, it's been a rat. And, you know, just the timing of everything and knowing that they want to pass these new internet regulations, it only makes perfect sense to me that these guys are there to strum all this up, all right? It's just a bunch of bogus BS. All these campaigns you see. All right, guys, we're back. We had a little bit of an audio problem there. We cut out for a second. Like I was saying, guys, you know, it's just a cat and mouse game that they want you to see. It's like watching Tom and Jerry. They're putting Tom and Jerry on for you. You can watch the government chase Anonymous around. You can watch Anonymous hack this stuff. And ultimately, what it's going to be the end of your internet freedom. That's why everybody's got to know what the hell's going on here. That's what it's for. It's just to strum up all this BS. You know, they want to put filters on anybody's server that has over 100 clients. It's just ridiculous stuff to you know, to keep you safe from terrorist threats. I can't believe I didn't see through right away, knowing that they already had the plan and that's what they wanted to do. And then this group came along and I didn't even realize what was going on. I was like, oh, these guys are great. No, that's what they're there for. They're there to draw the heat on us, basically, again, and take our internet freedom away. And we cannot let that happen, guys. I mean, that's like that's our biggest tool, right? That's why when people used to say, oh, Anonymous is going to shut down Facebook, I used to be like, they're not going to shut down Facebook. Why would they do that? That's one of the biggest tools to communicate. That would be stupid. Well, maybe they're saying they are saying they're going to do that because they're really run by the government. They're just trying to piss everybody off. That's probably what they're really doing. Yeah, we got to keep our internet free, guys. Seriously. That's going to be a scary day if this thing goes. I mean, where the hell are we going to get information? You know we can't get information from them. I mean, that's just not happening, guys. Yeah. Another thing with the police state. You know, I always got like three or four things with the police state every night I get on, guys. That's because it never freaking ends with these guys, okay? Never freaking ends. You know, they had this convention in Washington, D.C. within the last few weeks. It's called Intelligence Support Systems. And what it is a bunch of high-profile clients, like, you know, the National Police of France, you know, the Spain Secret Service type stuff, South Korea. And what they do, they have a big conference on basically how to spy on your... It's, you know, how to spy on people with traffic cameras, how to, you know, all that stuff. All this just ridiculously invasive stuff that they're doing. They had a big conference on this in Washington, D.C., just a few weeks ago, all right? Top secret guest list, everything. That's what this world's coming to. I mean, everything's all, you know... Everything you do is being so tracked now. I mean, can you do anything? You can't do anything. You can't even walk by a billboard now without the thing friggin' hooting and hollering at you because it knows what you're wearing or something. I mean, serious. It's starting to creep me out, man. Sometimes I wish I was born in the 50s. You know what I mean? Like Hill Valley, Marty McFly Day. You know what I mean? George McFly. I'll go hang out with George and Biff. I think I'd be better off. I feel like I got a microchip already underneath my skin. You know what I mean? That's what it feels like. I feel like somebody already monitoring me right now. God forbid the day they ever do that to us. I mean, I never really got into that whole RFID thing. I mean, I hope we're not too close to that because that'll be the day, man. That'll be the freaking day. You know what else scares me too? Well, guys, when they talk about cashless societies and digital money, I don't want no digital money, guys. If we're on digital money, I mean, you know, talk about being tracked. If everything you ever do with your money is tracked, I mean, Jesus, we're going to have a serious issue. Serious privacy issue. But, you know, maybe that's all part of the plan. Maybe that's all part of the plan of why they're crashing the dollar. So not only can they come in with their other currency, it's going to be digital, and they can track the you know what out of us. Oh, they wouldn't want to do that. No, they wouldn't want to do that. They just GPS track everybody's iPhones and droids and don't tell you and have it log you every friggin' 10 minutes or whatever the hell it is. Unbelievable. Truth War, are you there tonight? No, I must not have a mic on. See if you heard anything new on the Iran thing. I haven't heard anything new on it lately in the last day. So, hey, Truthwell, what's up, buddy?
Same old miserable watching the world swirl down the tubes.
Oh, man. Have you heard anything on Iran lately? I haven't heard anything really in like a, you know, without digging a lot in like a week or two.
Right. No, I haven't. I mean, I don't hear anything. I don't have any TV. I don't listen to the radio other than informed.
Well, you have the internet. I mean, that's where you get most of the information anyways.
Yeah. Yeah, when I'm doing research, but I mean, like, you know, when I'm running the radio 24 hours, I don't spend much more time than that in front of this computer.
Yeah. No, I hear you. Yeah. So how you been? You been all right?
Ah, shit. You know, it's just frustrating. I mean, day after day, and the same people that get away with all these heinous, hideous crimes against people are still up there laughing at us, wearing their big suit and driving their Cadillacs. And,
it is pretty sick, man.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, just the amount of waste and, you know, I don't know, people are so self-absorbed and all they care about is their status and the way people look at them. Nothing else. I mean, it's you know, it's a lot of the times you just can't help but come to the conclusion it's pointless. People are not going to, I mean, if people aren't going to swim and tread water, then you just got to let them go down. I mean, what else can you do?
What do you think about this anti-parent bill? That's absolutely ridiculous, huh?
Yeah, that was the Gardasil thing.
Yeah. Now, did you hear when I put the list out yesterday of the all the people that took the money on it?
Well, I heard you reporting on that. I didn't know you'd put out a list.
Oh yeah, no, I thought I read it over the air. Maybe I didn't. I got a little confused because I'm doing two shows right now. You know what, guys? Everybody that's in California, if anybody's in California listening right now, I want you guys to get a pen. Or if you have any family in California or close friends, get a pen and a paper. So I got something good for you. Talking about that anti-parent bill, and the Merck vaccine company gave cash to legislators in California to pass that bill. I have the names of all these scumbags, okay? I have the names of everyone, what district they're from, and how much cash they took in order to pass this bill, okay? And the bill that we're talking about is Bill AB 499 in California, also known as the Anti-Parent Bill, where minors as young as 12 years old, can get vaccinated at school without their parents' permission. 12 years old. Parents don't even have to know. Besides all the issues that's what's wrong with that, what happens, right? Now, if your kid gets that shot and doesn't tell you, okay, and then breaks out with genital warts or convulsions or one of these coma, one of these other crazy side effects, and you don't even know what it's from because you never know she had the shot. And your little daughter's 9 years old and now she has genital warts. You know, what's going through your head? You probably think she got assaulted, right? Well, she did, but she got assaulted with a freaking needle. And it's legal now. The people in California that made it legal, they took cash. Just like this scumbag running for president who took $6,000 in cash from the same company in 2007 and he ended up killing 49 little girls and paralyzing over 150 of them. And he knew it was dangerous. All right? Well, right now, we're going to read the list of all these losers. And if you're in California, I want you to call your state house. I want you to go down there. I want you to spread this around the local papers, the local forums, the local websites. I want you to raise hell for these people. And if you voted for these people, I want you to know that they sold your kid down the river for sometime, one of them for $300. One of them did it for $300. He signed his name on the bill. That dirty scumbag. Get a pen, guys, if you're in California, if you have any friends out there. I want you to write this stuff down. This is the list of the legislators in California that signed the anti-parent bill and passed it, okay? These are the scumbags that passed it and took cash directly from the vaccine manufacturer, Merck Vaccine. The same manufacturer that we played the interview from yesterday when I played the doctor laughing about putting cancer and AIDS in the polio vaccines, guys. This is the same company, okay? Merck, they're like the biggest drug company around. All right, guys, get a pen. These are the scumbags. These are the dirtbags that sold your kids down the river, okay? I want you to call your state house and find out why they did it. Kevin D. Leone, Los Angeles, $2,000. Ed Hernandez, West Covina, $2,500. Elaine Alquist, San Jose, $1,000. Noreen Evans, Santa Rosa, $1,500. Juan Vargas, Chula Vista, $3,500. Alex Padilla, San Fernando Valley, $300. For $300, this piece of trash politician from California sold your kid down the river. He put your kid's life at risk, and now your 12-year-old can get shots at school. And you better believe they have an iPod contest and things of the to get the kids to sign up. You better believe it, because they've been doing it already. They've already been doing it. Current price, Los Angeles District, $1,700. Roderick Wright, Eaglewood, $1,500. Louis Woke, Vacaville, $2,000. Leland Yee, San Francisco, $1,500. Oh, there's more. Ben Husso, Chula Vista, $1,000. Bob Blumenfield, Van Hughes, $1,500. Manuel Perez, Indio, $1,500. Richard Pan, Sacramento, $1,000. Bill Morning, Santa Cruz, $1,500. Felipe Fuentes, $1,500. Holly Mitchell, Culver City, $2,500. John Perez, Los Angeles, $1,500. Ricardo Laura, Southgate, $1,000. Mary Hayashi, Hayward, $1,500. Roger Dickinson, Sacramento, $1,000. Nancy Skinner, Oakland, $2,500. Yeah, this is a long list, guys. Jose Solario, Santa Ana, $1,500. Stephen Bradford of Inglewood, $1,500. And Tony Atkins, scumbag politician from San Diego District, took $1,000 in cash from the Merck Vaccine Company to pass a bill where 12-year-olds can sign up for vaccines on their own and get vaccinated against their parents' wishes. Unbelievable. What do you think about that, Truth? Unbelievable. You know what's going to happen in the schools. They're going to take these kids in health class, and they're going to show them all types of propaganda, showing them what's going to happen if you don't take this shot, blah, 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 blah. They're going to scare the crap out of these kids into taking it, and they're going to have iPod contests where if you get the most kids to sign up, you get a free iPod, and then everybody's signing up and getting all these damn shots.
Yeah, the lobbyists paying off politicians just before votes, that's actually common procedure now. That's how government works and has worked for a number of years, from my understanding. And so any controversial bill, especially when it comes to a bill that benefits Big Pharma or any big corporation, guaranteed that the politicians, congressmen, everybody received money to vote this way or that. In fact, you have the... This was a vaccine bill that had passed a year ago or so. And you had politicians paid X amount of dollars to vote yes. And then you had the anti-vaccine lobby gathering as much money as they could and paying politicians to vote no. That's how your government works now.
It's unbelievable.
And, of course, the corporations have thousands of times more money than any anti-vaccine lobby. And so if you voted yes, you got $5,000, $10,000, $20,000. And if you voted no, maybe you'd get $150.
Wow. That's crazy, man. Yeah. That's the big problem with government. And I tell people that all the time. It's the lobbyists. It's unbelievable. And I mean, they're going to give these politicians all types of money. What do you think? The politicians aren't going to do them a favor? You think these people aren't expecting a favor? Of course they are. It'd be crazy to think that they weren't. That's just totally corrupt in Washington. I mean, it's totally corrupt. It's totally bought and paid for. I mean, everything. It's unbelievable. Money talks. Money absolutely talks. Guys, now with that list we went down, all right, I didn't just, you know, read that off for the hell of it. I want you guys to give these people hell. I want you guys, if you're from California, you have friends out there, spread this around. Email people. Put it on Facebook. Do whatever you got to do. Tweet it. Whatever. You know, let people know that these scumbags took money from the drug company and totally put your kid's health in the back burner. I mean, absolutely. 100%. They know the dangers. Don't give me that BS. All right? They know what happened in Texas. You think California is not looking at what already happened in Texas before they go on this venture? They know. All these people probably know. Even if they didn't, they're still scumbags. Why are they taking cash to pass a vaccine? Obviously, there's an issue there if you need to take cash to pass it. Obviously, there's an issue. And you're going to let little kids take it? You're going to let little kids take it, 12 years old, without even their parents' permission? That's unbelievable. You know how many kids don't tell their parents stuff? Maybe not all of them, maybe half of them. Let's say half of them. So half of those kids might get that shot. You know, a little, you know, 12, 13-year-old, it's a pretty persuasive mind. I mean, when you show them a bunch of BS propaganda in school that you think is real, and you totally persuade them to get that shot because of that propaganda, I mean, it's going to happen a lot. And we're going to see a lot of sick, and I'm sorry, we're going to see a lot of kids that end up dying from this. We got to stop this. That's why we all got to stand together, guys. You know, if they divide us, they conquer us, right? You've heard the saying, united we stand, divided we fall. You heard it. Well, it means a lot, and it makes a lot of sense right here. We talk about this with all different types of groups all the time, and the states kind of fall into this category as the groups. You know, they try and divide us by groups, like they are with California by state, and, you know, and they think they're just going to get away with it, and you know, nobody else is going to stand up. Well, we need to all stand up together for California, because it's coming here next, okay? It's coming to your town next. I can't believe that they do it to the kids first. Like, come after me, you cowards. You know what I mean? Come after us. We're the big boys. Don't come after our kids. You guys are cowards. Really. These people are cowards. You wonder why people don't respect you? People hate you. We're not scared of you, you scumbags. Makes me so mad. Makes me so mad when they do stuff to the kids, guys. I mean, seriously. The other thing with the vaccines, guys, please don't friggin' turn on the TV tomorrow and see some knucklehead doctor on TV telling you that they're good for you and then come back and question me about it. I mean, really. That's the problem here, all right? 99% of what you see on that damn thing is just totally fabricated, totally made to warp your mind, especially coming from a doctor on TV, okay? Are you a doctor? No, but I play one on TV. Unbelievable, guys. Truth, what do you think about the militiamen? Did you hear that story earlier about the militiamen and the supposed plot to blow up a couple federal buildings? And if we're going to defend the Constitution, people are going to have to die, it seems.
No, I missed that altogether.
Well, supposedly, the FBI foiled the plot again. This time it was a group of four men in their 60s and 70s who were going to supposedly blow up a FBI and an ATF building and release a deadly toxin on the highway. And they said, you ready for this? This is where it goes sour for me right away, Truth. Once I hear this, I knew it was fishy. Supposedly one of them released a statement, and this was his statement. When it comes to saving the Constitution, some people are going to have to die. Now, does that not sound like this is a setup to demonize the Constitution or what? Demonize the Constitution, yeah. Demonize our gun rights? I mean, come on.
Yeah, it's got almost the exact same language as when they have Muslims do it. You know, some people have to die, and it's unfortunate that there will be collateral damage. That's exactly you know, the official statements coming from Al-Qaeda after the 9/11 attacks.
Exactly. And it's because the statements are coming from the same people. They're using the same strategies. And just like we told you guys before, Homeland Security has never been about Muslims. That was set up for us. That was set up for the American people. It was. And now you're starting to see it, guys. You're starting to see it. Do you see it yet? It's turned away from the Muslims, and now it's aimed at us, okay? It's returning vets. It's militia members. It's all this BS. It's us now. If you look at their latest commercials, it's all white Americans, Department of Homeland Security commercials. It's not Muslims, and nor should it be Muslims. I mean, they never did anything to us. But I'm just saying, for all you people that think, you know, 9/11 happened and they set up Homeland Security. No. Homeland Security was already set up, guys. They just rolled it out. That was the grand opening at 9/11, guys. They rolled it on out. You know what I'm saying? And it was always set up for us. And this whole militiamen story is just absolute bogus, guys. You know, they supposedly he wanted to kill some judges and some IRS workers and some people in the ATF. And then he, you know, after, you know, he was saying that, he made the statement, when it comes to saving the Constitution, some people are going to have to die. Come on, man. That's so scripted. That's just like, oh, man. It's frustrating. So many good people just get demonized and labeled. That's what they do, guys. They label you. They throw a label on you. And it works so well because this country, like, for some reason, people care about what that label says. Right, Truth? I mean, that's what it is. The society, for some reason, once a label's thrown on you, it's like they really pay attention to that label. Then the last thing that I didn't get to touch on really quick, in Florida, I guess this is an old case. It must be coming back up in court.
Hey, can I stop you for a sec? Yeah, I apologize. Hey, yeah. I had to get out of the room for a second. It's a big popularity contest. And, you know, I agree. It's all about labels. If you're popular, you're labeled popular. If you're not popular, you're labeled a nerd. And pretty much everything revolves around that. And it's by design. I mean, you can tell that what you go to school to learn is how to social climb.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's about all you learn in school besides, you know, being promiscuous and doing drugs and beating up on the weak and, you know, everything's legal as long as you don't get caught and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's what school's for.
The reason they label you is, like we were saying, guys, with the groups, they label you because, the you know, it's easy to attack you. Yeah, it's easier to cut you down because everybody that's not in that label with you, in that group with you, will jump on board and attack you. That's how the whole society is. You just think about how separated people are just because of what music they listen to or what clothes they wear or just the stupidest reasons of why different people are in different cliques and stuff. It's just – it's asinine. It's asinine. Especially, you know, you notice stuff like that in high school and stuff, like high school kids and stuff. They're real clicky. That's almost like what they're taught. That's almost like what they're taught is important. That's really effed up. It really is. It's really effed up. This whole school system is a joke. I mean, it's an absolute joke. The other thing, too, while we're on the school system and we're talking about vaccines, try to get your kid in a school without getting vaccines. See what happens. I mean, the hoops they make you jump through. Everything is so ass backwards, and I can't believe that I didn't notice it for 33 friggin' years. I didn't notice for 33 years that this world was the exact opposite of what I was told. What a fool I was. I feel like a fool. I'm glad I know now. It's crazy. I mean, it's crazy looking through the world the way I look now, through a whole, you know, whole new outlook, a whole new lens, it's crazy. It's really, really crazy. I mean, how about you guys? How long have you guys all been aware of this shit? I know Truth War, it's been a while. He's been looking into things for a long time. You know, if you guys out there want to call in, give us a call, 772-905-3018. Or you guys can go right to the website. That's informedradio.com, NFORMDradio.com, NFORMDradio.com. And you'll see a thing there for the Skype, and you just click on it and call in via Skype. Or, of course, you can dial the number, 772-905-3018. We'll get you right on, guys. Talk about anything, whatever you want. Anything I touched on tonight, we could talk about. Anything else? 9/11, TSA, GMO food, whatever you guys want. Anything, really, anything. Even if it's something I don't know about, you tell me about it. For real, I like to learn. I'll learn from you. You can be like my co-host for 2 or 3 minutes while you call in. You know what I mean? Whatever you guys want to talk about. Another false thing, I don't want to call it false flag, but another BS story made up is this new plant in Syria. Supposedly they found a secret nuclear plant in Syria, secret uranium enrichment plant, uranium enrichment plant, just like the one Gaddafi tried to build. That's where the story goes south for me, right there, just like the one Gaddafi tried to build. Oh, yeah, Gaddafi, that bad guy. We went through all the things he did the other day. We're not going to go through it again, but he was far from this evil, evil person they portrayed him to be. President Assad of Syria, you know, basically refused the UN inspectors for years. And you know why. And he knows why. And he even said it. He said he's been refusing them for years because he's heard from people that they're there to spy and to, you know, look at other defense installations and things like that. Oh, imagine that. The UN would never do something like that. Let's just hand over everything to the UN. Let's hand them the keys to the house. Let's give them our baby. Let's do everything. Let's bow to the UN. I mean, why not? Obama does, right? I mean, we might as well, too. Bow to the UN. Bow to NATO. Syria's going to be bowing to NATO. You know why? It's not because of a secret nuke plant. Nope. It's because they don't have a central bank controlled by whomever the hell's controlling it that controls our bank, okay? You could say it's the Rothschilds. You could say it's the Vatican. You could say it's, you know, whatever you want to say it is. I'm not really 100% sure who it is right now. But who's ever controlling, you know, this money and this world financial system, they're controlling NATO, okay? That's why we attack these countries that we attack. It's not because they're terrorists. It's because they don't have banks and economies that we control. It's all about the money. And there is a short list of only like 5 countries, okay? And Syria and Iran are both on that list. Iraq and Afghanistan were on that list as well, okay? You guys starting to get the picture? It's not all about oil, okay? A lot of it is, absolutely. Every time it's a lot of it's about oil. But what about the economies that they want to control? They want to control the whole world's economy. I mean, they want to just dominate everything, okay? Domination. Dominate everything. And they're coming pretty damn close to doing it. They're great with the propaganda. I mean, how many people are convinced that the UN is this great almighty force and NATO goes around saving people? You dumb son of bitches. NATO goes around bombing the shit out of people that don't let their banks and our military. You know what I mean? Come on. I'm so glad I see the light now. We just bomb the piss out of people because we don't control their finances and we want their resources. Can you be any more, straightforward? I mean, come on. That's what's going on. We want your resources. And we want to control your money, and we're going to bomb the piss out of you until we do both of those things. Period. Period. And we're going to tell everybody it's a humanitarian effort. You are killing your own people, you scumbag. And that's what they do. And then they demonize these people. They demonize these people. It's unbelievable, guys. And most of these people are people they put in power in the first place. At some point, the people were probably just like, they didn't want to fall along with the BS anymore. So they decided to take them out. It goes on all the time. I mean, we've installed most of these guys. It's usually the CIA. CIA's overseas installed all types of dictators. It's pretty disgusting. The thing that makes me mad about all this stuff, and everything always relates, the thing that makes me mad, one of the things, is just the whole fear. They want you scared of everything, okay? They want you scared of disease outbreak. They want you scared of militiamen. They want you scared of Muslims. They want you scared of everything you could imagine. They want you scared of it. The sun. Guys, they want you scared of everything, okay? Because when you're in fear, you submit. You're easily controlled. And they want to control you, okay? They realize that we have too many freedoms. Well, we did. They started to go away. I mean, you know, officially they haven't been written into law as going away, but you can see where the slippery slope is taking us, guys. And it's all by design. Almost everything you see is by design. I mean, there's, you should be at a point by now where you're done with coincidences, okay? Coincidences don't fly with me anymore. I mean, they hardly ever happen. They're almost like a miracle, okay? Don't tell me it's coincidence and that's a coincidence and this is a coincidence and that's a coincidence and so is this, but they all happen in the same place at the same time. No. I don't buy that stuff anymore, guys. Sorry, I don't. Every time these people want to do something, they know how we react. They read people well and they do things to get a reaction out of us.
It's pretty crazy stuff. It's pretty deep stuff. You can spend a lot of time thinking about it. A lot of time thinking about the people that you thought were your friends, and they're actually just liars. This whole truth game is like, it's like a big spin cycle in my head. It's enough to drive me nuts sometimes. It's like everybody knows each other. It's a small world. It's like these people don't like those people. These people are shills. It's like, I wish everybody was just normal. Everybody gave a crap, and everybody gave a little bit of effort to tell everybody else what was going on. I mean, is that too hard to ask? Just people don't pay attention to anything that's relevant. People just, you know, watch the stupidest crap on TV. You talk about any of this stuff to, like, a regular American, what would the average American be, okay? And they don't have a clue. I mean, they'll tell you vaccines are good for you. They'll tell you it's a great thing we killed Gaddafi. They'll tell you Iraq had weapons of mass destruction. Osama bin Laden's a magician. He does a juggling act with an elephant and a zebra and a leopard. You know, they'll just tell you all types of stuff. It's unbelievable. Some of the people I talk to, it's like I get a headache just talking to them for like 2 minutes. I'm like, this person really believe half of that crap that's coming out of his mouth? I don't get it. Once I was shown the 9/11 stuff, I mean, and I knew they were lying about that, I was able to understand, man, these guys are lying about everything. I mean, why not? If they're lying about this, they could be lying about everything. And what do you know they were? Just like Gaddafi, you know, they tell you he's this evil guy. We went through the list the other day, all these great things he did. He gave you a free farm if you wanted to be a farmer. Students got cars for 50% off. Gas was 14 cents a liter. After you get out of graduate school, the state would pay you your profession's rate until you got a job. Oh, what a bad guy, huh? What a bad, terrible, terrible guy. No interest loans, no electric bills, okay? Unbelievable stuff. 50 grand for a newlywed family to get a house. Free medical insurance for everybody. Free health, free education with the medical. And the other thing, too, that I think is big, I do want to mention for a second again, even though we already talked about it the other day, is he brought the literacy rate in Libya, guys, okay, from 25% to 83%. That's remarkable. That's somebody that really gives a damn about his country, about his education system. And this guy's a bad guy. He got everybody in his country to learn to freaking read and write. This guy's a bad guy. Are you kidding me, dude? I'd like to see somebody over here do something like that, something that noble. He should be getting the Peace Prize, not Obama, who's bombing the crap out of everybody. They give you a Peace Prize. Is that a joke? Is that a joke? They give you a Peace Prize, and then this guy's bombing every friggin' country he knows. It's unbelievable, man. That makes me furious. It makes me furious. I just hope people are starting to see through the BS. But they really won't, because truth, if you're still there, I want you to comment on this real quick. People will act like they see through the BS, and they'll be like, oh, yeah, I know Obama's BS. But then they'll just buy into the next politician that gets put in front of them and think that he's going to save the world. It's unbelievable.
Well, the most shocking thing by far, much more shocking than 9/11 to me, was the 2000 election, where they basically said, yeah, no, the count was all messed up, and, you know, the numbers were heading in favor of Gore, but we're just going to say that, no, we're not going to recount, we're just going to say Bush won.
And did you see the way Gore acted? He acted almost like he was in on the whole thing, like he was picked to lose or something.
Well, I don't remember any fighting at all from Gore. I remember Kerry demanding recount, and then all of a sudden, the next day, he changed his mind.
Do you remember Gore was like the Speaker of the House, and he was standing up there when everybody was like voting on it, and he was giving like the people a real hard time about like the fact that they didn't have enough signatures on it or something. He was almost like laughing about it. I'm like, he's the guy getting screwed here. What the hell's going on?
Right.
And it just shows you that the whole thing, I don't know, man. It's just the whole thing just,
well,
the whole thing's,
know,
already
basically the news said this election was a fraud. It was saying that all over the place. And I couldn't believe, you know, as the hours went by, that was a torturous day. The next day to hear, well, I guess the following few days I would hear again and again, yeah, he's president. Yeah, he's that troll, that piece of junk, that goblin, is going to be like 8 years of listening to people call him President Bush.
Yeah.
Was gut-wrenching. it was a big weight tied to me and just keeping me from getting anywhere. I mean, it's, or that adds to that weight, eh? When people are so stubbornly just, you know, blind in that way. And then, so 9/11 was no surprise at all. And then, you know, to, you know, I don't care if it was Mickey Mouse or Paul Rubens, aka Pee Wee Herman, who ran against, or who ran in 2010. Was it 2010?
2008.
Sorry, 2008. I don't care who it was. You know, to expect anything different after, you know, that disgusting, because there were a lot of people awakened by even that, you know, saying from then that, you know, it's not going to be any different no matter who you vote for. And yet those same people were saying, oh, I really hoped Obama would do something. That's how hopeless it is, man. People are hopeless.
Yeah. It's crazy that they would still, after everything, and after all that voter fraud and everything, still put faith back in the same two-party system. That it's just, the whole system sucks. But you know what, guys, we're up against the time. We'll talk about that more in the next show. I want to thank Truth Wolf for producing the show again tonight. I want to thank all you guys for listening. And I'll be back tomorrow night at the same time, 10 p.m. Eastern, with the Wake Up Call with Brian Stavely. I'm out.
I hope you got an extra mic and a fireproof booth, cause you know I'm known to melt a wire too. You need a fire engineer when I lay this blaze. I melt down tracks, stacks, reels, and sleeves. Hit the studio, jars of dro, bars to blow. BC go with that arsenic flow. Dad, don't hold me back, I roll with crack. Y'all cats told Mac the rat. Y'all don't realize y'all released the beast untamed. Speech all flame, streets y'all blame. It should be an honor for y'all to speak my name. I could go before your auntie couldn't beat my game. Gotta laugh, don't act like you spit it the same. Why you motherfucker can't get in the game? I come from high school and go straight to the league. Who you know with the spit it with seed? Yeah. Every time I step in the booth, I speak the truth. Y'all know what I'm bringing to you. I bring the truth. You know who I be. I be the truth. What I speak shall set you free. The truth. Every time I step in the booth, I speak the truth. Y'all know what I'm bringing to you. I bring the truth. Know who I be. I be the truth. What I speak shall set you free. Ain't nothing changed with Zeke. I'm still stuck in the kitchen. So what I'm signed? That's fine. Still stuck in position. You know me well, couple court cases from jail, couple 404 shells from hell, stuck on this mission, go home, my girl fussing and won't you change your life, I'm thinking, won't I change my wife, ignorant, laughing, like the rap shit, it's just another hustle, another way for to touch you, now they know the face of beans, now they see my face on screens, and I ain't even chased this dream, I feel sorry for those who did, y'all can't stop the war, whether rock or raw, I'm slinging coke in a rock velour. You know what block I'm on, block and palm. You wanna get shot, karate chop, Lord, stab this on. Every time I step in the booth, I speak the truth. Y'all know what I'm bringing to you. I bring the truth, just know who I be. I be the truth, what I speak shall set you free. The truth. Every time I step in the booth, I speak the truth. Y'all know what I'm bringing to you. I bring the truth. Know who I be the truth when I speak, sell sex, freak, nigga. Black Friday management and rocks the label, and I still hit you with shots that's fatal, yeah. That best can't save you, I had a doc, look, open you up from chest to navel, see my face on cable, and have flashbacks of that cold table in them, I gave you, I'm that that'll come and pour salt in your wound, at the hospital, by the cops guard in your room, you got to see what I've seen, look where I've looked, touch what I reach, to take what I took, you got to go where I've gone, walk where I've walked, to get where I'm at, to speak what I talk, you got to lay where I've laid, stay where I've stayed, play where I've played, to make what I made, you got to move what I move, use what I use, use tools how I use fools how I use, the truth. Every time I step in the booth, I speak the truth. Y'all know what I'm bringing to you. I bring the truth. Know who I be. I be the truth. What I speak shall set you free. The truth.
truth. Every time I step in the booth, I speak the truth. Y'all know what I'm bringing to you. I bring the truth. Know who I be the truth. What I speak shall set you free. Truth.
InformedRadio.com.
Yeah. Can you get me a drink or something? I'm sipping, yeah.